One of the interesting elements of the Book of Devarim is when Moshe tells us about episodes that transpired and gives us pieces of information that we weren't aware of as the events were unfolding. For example, this week's parsha in Ekev, Moshe tells us about the sin of the golden calf and tells us the anger that God had with Aaron at that point. Now, as the story was told, we were not aware of that. And Moshe goes on to say that had it not been for the prayers that he offered, that Aaron could have died. Rashi there tells us something which is interesting. He tells us that although that Aaron was spared, the prayers did not work completely. And what Rashi says is that the death of the two sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, is connected to the sin of Aaron as well. Now, this doesn't mean that they didn't do anything, quite the opposite. Their existence became much more precarious as a result of the sin of Aaron, which means over here the father had sinned and the children had sinned, and therefore the children are going to suffer a very, very quick and decisive punishment because it wasn't the first time. And what Rashi says is that the prayer of Moshe worked only halfway, and therefore Aaron could have died, or he could have lost all of his children, and he quote-unquote only lost two of them. Now what this tells us is that at times God accepts a prayer, but partially. In last week's parsha, we saw another example of this. Moshe had pleaded with God to cross into the land of Israel and see the land of Israel. And God said, you will not cross over, climb up the mountain and take a look at the land of Israel. Over here again is an example where God accepted the prayer, but partially. Moshe, of course, didn't enter the land of Israel, but he got to see it. Which, of course, leaves us with somewhat of a question. So what's the purpose of saying it? Just for his interest? Just so that Moshe can cross it off his bucket list, I saw the land of Israel? Very early in the book of Bamidbar, the Ramban tells us something, which I think may apply here as well. The Ramban tells us about counting all of the Jews, taking a census. And of course it's strange. Why would God, who knows everything, need to ask Moshe to take a census in order to know how many Jews there are? What the Ramban then adds is that each and every Jew passed by in front of Moshe. Moshe looked at him, and I'm going to embellish a little bit. Moshe asked his name and asked his parents' name. And the person who then meets Moshe and meets Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, would have been transformed by this meeting. I want to pause there for a second, make an observation. I think it's incredibly important for us to meet some of the great leaders in Judaism. I think it's very important for our children, our students, to be able to cross over in front of and to meet and to have discussions instead of being told, oh, the rabbis said, these anonymous rabbis. Sometimes meeting some of these great people can have an incredible impact. So Moshe just looking at the people had an impact. Presumably Moshe looking at the land of Israel also had an incredible impact. Which means it wasn't just that God approved of part of his prayer. God approved the part which was necessary for the Jewish people. Moshe, with so much longing to enter into the land of Israel, got to see it. And perhaps by looking at it, he passed on to the Jewish people that longing as well. And all the Jews through history who lived a life like Moshe and never entered into the land, at least from afar, somehow vicariously, just like we received the Torah from Moshe, we also inherited looking at the land from Moshe and knowing that's the place that I really want to be.